Hi, this is Ben Trefney, KALW's news director, and now is the time to support KALW. This is our spring membership drive, and we are asking for your support at KALW.org. Click the Donate Now button. Now, enjoy what we have to say.
KALW.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For many migrants to the U.S., life is extraordinarily challenging. They can be all alone, fighting complicated legal cases for asylum. They might not speak the language, and they can face the huge responsibility of caring for themselves and providing for their families back home. Now, consider that same scenario for someone who's not yet 18 years old. Across the state of California, Alameda County has taken in the second largest number of unaccompanied minors, kids who've made the treacherous journey across the border by themselves. The struggle to stay in the country has only gotten more difficult. Immigration policies being enforced by the Trump administration make it harder for these children to gain asylum status. Oakland schools have played a central role in making sure these students have what they need. But many of these schools are also at capacity and still figuring out the best way to serve these students. KALW's education reporter Hannah Kingsley Ma has more.
Like a lot of middle schools, Bret Hart's hallways carry with them the faint scent of Axe body spray and the sounds of kids shuffling to class. The school sits in the middle of Oakland, nestled below the big Mormon temple just above the highway. Outside, backpacks dangle from a tall chain-link fence encircling a busy baseball diamond. It's hard not to notice, too, that plastered everywhere are signs reading, "Refugees are welcome here," and "We all belong here and defend each other." They're there to communicate.
Let the outside be the outside, but here at Bret Hart, know you are loved, you are accepted, and we want you to learn, and we're going to do that.
Catherine Wolf oversees the newcomer program at Bret Hart, which for many years has served middle school age students who have been in the country for 3 years or less. Wander through the school and you'll hear multiple languages.
I made a mistake. Error. Do you see?
A math class being taught in both English and Spanish.
Assalamu alaikum, I'm Izzeddin Nidat Khalil Ma'ak min Bret Hart Middle
School. Or the Arabic-speaking librarian, Nidat Khalil, calling up parents to make sure they have access to important information. The newcomer population in Oakland School District has been changing a lot, particularly when it comes to high schoolers. 4 years ago, the number of high school-aged newcomers in the OUSD was close to 600. In 2017, it's more than doubled. So this year, Bret Hart Middle School created a ninth grade class to take in high school age students. Martin is one of them. For safety reasons, we're not using his real name. He's from El Salvador, has a sweet sideways smile, and crumples paper nervously in his hand when he talks to me. He tells me when he first got here, he was surprised, in the best way, by how respected and welcomed he felt, both by his teachers and by his peers, who are from all over the world. He's been picking up Guatemalan slang from his classmates who speak an indigenous Mayan language, a little Arabic too, from his friends from countries like Afghanistan and Yemen. Their differences often come down to one central question.
Ronaldo or Messi?
Ronaldo.
Ronaldo?
Messi.
Whether they root for Barcelona or Madrid. Bret Hart is well-suited to serve students like Martin. They have experienced newcomer teachers, plus a wellness center next door that provides health and counseling services to students and their families, a crucial element in educating kids who might have experienced horrific violence, interrupted schooling, or sexual trauma in their past. Plus, the school community was just really excited about the prospect. Here again is the head of Bret Hart's newcomer program, Catherine Wolf.
I mean, we have really enjoyed attending to this need. We feel like it is an imperative thing for us to do. And we have a mentality in Oakland, I think, of just, oh, we need that. Okay, let's make it happen. These are children, first and foremost. These are even a 16 or 17 year old. These are children coming to us, and children deserve our mercy. And these are kids who are coming from hard transitions from one country to another, and they are bringing great hope and great dedication with them.
Many of these students are unaccompanied minors from Central America. They've made the unimaginable choice to leave their families behind and make the treacherous journey alone across the border to seek refuge from systemic gang violence and poverty. Lots of them are seeking asylum status through the court system. The school district helps connect them with free lawyers. Wolf says there's a moral imperative in helping these students, who are among some of the most vulnerable in the county and may face far worse conditions if deported.
There are students who for sure would be either required to join a gang or killed if they chose not to. There are students who would be sent to countries where rape or sexual assault or violence would be a part of their daily life. And that kind of fate is not suited for any human. And if we have the power in our hands to choose that fate for a student, we most certainly have a responsibility to help them avoid that.
Martine is super into school, especially math and science. But back in his home country of El Salvador, it was really hard for him to attend.
Donde yo vivía era muy peligroso. Entonces,
where I live, it is very dangerous, he says. That's because once you hit a certain age, the gangs begin to try and recruit you. You have to join or else. Back home, Martin says the only real safe place was church. Now in Oakland, it's also school. He says his goals are to improve his English, finish with good grades, and continue studying.
Mis metas serían de mejorar mi inglés, terminar con buenas calificaciones y seguir estudiando.
There are a lot of newcomer students like Martin who want to be in school. The question is where to put them. Aside from Bret Hart, there are only four other high school newcomer programs in the district, and they've all been full at different points in the year.
And we had some unused space, and so we were, like, we had the capacity physically to house those kids.
Catherine Wolf says space, which Bret Hart has, is a luxury other high school campuses don't. For instance, Castlemont High in Deep East Oakland grew their newcomer population in the past 2 years by more than 200 students, but they had to improvise classrooms to fit them all in. Bret Hart knew that other schools were filling up, so they opened their doors, and sure enough, they saw a steady flow of students.
Starting in January, we took on about 100 students in a month.
They were serving the growing newcomer population, but teachers found many of their students were having a hard time getting to school. They tended to live in the Fruitvale, or in Deep East Oakland, closer to Castlemont. But remember, Castlemont was full, and there's no school bus system in the district. Bret Hart can be a trek from those neighborhoods.
But because of the fact that they're full, they're coming, you know, they're being redirected to us, you know, for 2-3 different buses sometimes just to get to school in the morning.
That's Brian Tang. He's the community school's manager at Bret Hart. Like a lot of teachers here, he grew up in Oakland and knows its streets like the back of his hand. He says there's a lot of intangible knowledge that goes into getting to and from school safely that the newcomers just don't have.
It's super difficult because, you know, they're navigating through different neighborhoods that, you know, the traditional gang wars and different things like that they haven't been privy to. And so now they're knee deep into it and, you know, they have clothes. They're not privy to, I can't wear blue on this block or I can't wear red on this block. I'm trekking through these neighborhoods because I have to trek through them in order to get to school.
We get, like, there's other boy, like, he's our friend, like, us and his cousin, we come in the same bus.
Saeed is from Afghanistan. Every day, he wakes up at 6 a.m. and takes two buses to get to Bret Hart. He said he was placed there because there were other Afghani students who spoke his language, and those guys helped him navigate the buses when he first got here. Newcomers make easy targets. One of his friends has been jumped before, so they help look out for each other. Saeed remembers what it was first like when he arrived in this country.
I didn't know nothing. I didn't have no friends. And I didn't speak English. Like, I was so quiet at the class. And I don't know what to say to teachers or, like, other people. Like, I didn't know. I couldn't even tell them, can you guys help me? So it was so scary and nervous.
Navigating the outside world to get to school can be tough. But really, the thing that educators struggle with the most is the fact that so many newcomer students have to work.
Dejé todo. Mi familia, mis papás y mis hermanos en Guatemala.
These words were written by a student at Bret Hart. To protect her identity, we're not going to use her name or her voice. She says that she left her whole family, her parents and her siblings in Guatemala. to make her American dream a reality. She sends her family money back home and pays rent here.
Mi experiencia en Bret Hart es única. Excelentes maestros, buenos compañeros.
She says that her experience at Bret Hart is that she has wonderful teachers and good friends. But she can only go to school a couple days out of the week because she has to work. There's no one else to support me economically, she writes. Being there only part-time means that it's harder for her to learn English, and it's going to take a lot longer for her to potentially graduate. This is a problem a lot of newcomers face, and the school district knows it. So starting next year, it's going to try a new alternative high school program specifically designed for kids who have to work. The hours are more flexible to accommodate job schedules. Katherine Wolf, Bret Hart's director of newcomer programs, says she's glad the district is scaling up its solutions.
There's not much that we can do as individual school sites to help. Mostly we continue to message to students that their earning potential is significantly increased when they finish school, and try to help them emotionally if they're tired or if they are really balancing a tough schedule between school and work, try to help them with their homework, things like that.
As much as the school is trying to meet newcomers' needs, there have been some setbacks. The district is currently experiencing major budget cuts, and because of it, they've had to let go of one of their part-time staff members, who was a fluent Spanish speaker. She helped students enroll when they first arrived. The principal also told me that the school was considering trying to extend the ninth grade class into a full-fledged high school program. Because of financial restraints, that plan is now on hold. It's also just really, really hard to predict how many students are going to come each year. In the past, OUSD has gotten it wrong. Regardless, educators like Wolf say they're prepared for whatever comes next.
People want their children to do well. Mm-hmm. They want their children to have a better life than they had. And so I still think that we will see many people coming from war-torn countries because they know there's a chance that they can give that to their kids. And as long as they're willing to do that, we are willing to help.
That teenager, the one who left her whole family in Guatemala and is helping support them and herself. She writes, I can't promise that I will be an excellent student at Bret Hart, but I promise to learn as much as I can. I want to keep learning, keep fighting, to move forward with my goals, my dreams. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Kingsley-Ma.